为他做饭，他祖母的包就放在这里，里边有很多东西，而且他祖母的钱包也放在那里。Corny 呢，就看到了钱包里边有20块钱，他心里就想，我如果把这个钱拿出来放在我自己的包里，我给他带回家，我祖母不会知道的。所以呢，他就这么做了。然后呢，他把这个钱带回家之后，他就在想，我要把这个钱藏起来，没有人，任何的人可以发现这个钱。所以他回家的时候，他就找到了他的一个包，他把这个20块钱的钞票放在那个包的最隐秘的地方，他觉得谁也不会发现。但是呢，4个小时之后，他爸爸就发现了，就问他，哎，这是哪里来的钱？因为他只是一个5岁的小孩嘛。他就把这个事情告诉了他的爸爸，他就觉得他自己，他觉得非常的不好，因为他做了2件错事，一件错事偷了20块钱，再一件事呢，就是把这个20块钱藏了起来，所以呢，他就找到了他的祖母，他自己觉得非常的沮丧，他就跟他祖母认错，然后呢，Carney 就说这样同样的事情也发生在使徒彼得的身上，记录在约翰福音的第21章。因为关于彼得呢，他也是一个人做了很多错事。当基督耶稣被犹太人抓住的时候，犹太人审问耶稣，当时彼得也跟着去。在烤火的时候呢，有一个人认出来了彼得，就是说你是他的门徒。彼得说不是，他说不是了之后，他马上就逃跑了。他不认主，他不认主不止一次，他不认主3次。彼得呢做了错事，他自己也缩成了一团，他心里非常的沮丧。你遇到错事的时候，你也有2件事可以做，或者你可以认错，或者你可以逃跑。但是我们知道，主基督耶稣他被钉死，他被复活。当彼得做了这错事了之后呢，他就非常失去了信心，他又重操旧业，他又去捕鱼。他捕鱼的时候，他没有捕到任何的鱼。耶稣看见了他，就告诉他，让他在哪个地方下网。他下网了之后呢，他就捕上来很多的鱼，所以当时的门徒就认出来了，就说那是主。这一次呢，彼得他虽然做了错事，但他看到主基督耶稣的时候，他非常的开心。他没有等待，他马上脱下了衣服，他跳到了水里，没有等到船开到岸边，他一个人游到了主基督耶稣的面前，而且呢，主基督耶稣跟他交谈。主基督耶稣复兴了彼得，重建了彼得，让他心中又充满了希望，又充满了喜乐。当我们每个人都是，当你犯错之后，我们每一个人每一生都会犯错的时候，你只要承认，你只要奔向耶稣，你就会被重建，心里充满了喜乐和快乐，希望。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, blessed is your holy and righteous name.
我们在天上的父，愿你圣洁公义的名得颂赞。
Your grace is undeserved but so glorious.
你的恩典是白白赐予的，却无比荣耀。
You are holy, you are sovereign.
你是圣洁的，你是至高无上的。
You're merciful despite our sinful ways.
你怜悯我们，即使我们罪孽深重。
We praise and glorify your Son, Jesus Christ, who took our sins upon himself and placed his righteousness upon us.
我们赞美你的儿子耶稣基督，他担当了我们的罪，并将他的义归给我们。
Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit bless us with hearing and understanding as God's word is proclaimed.
父啊，我们祈求圣灵赐给我们听见和明白的能力。
Fill me with your Spirit as your word is preached.
求你用你的灵充满我们，让我们能领受你的话语。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉
Amen.
耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
I am a failure.
我是一个失败者。
I am a failure.
我是一个失败者。
Who among us has ever battled this unbearable thought?
我们当中谁曾与这种难以承受的想法做斗争？
I am no good.
我一无是处。
I will never be any good.
我永远一事无成。
I will never amount to anything.
我永远不会有任何的成就。
Chances are somebody in this church right now is struggling right now.
很可能此时此刻，教会里就有人正在经历这样的挣扎。
Somebody is enduring a personal failure.
有的人正在承受个人失败的痛苦。
This failure may be as simple as an incomplete New Year's resolution.
这种失败可能很简单，比如说你没有完成你新年的计划，
As complex as a family relationship,
也可能很复杂，比如一段破碎的家庭关系。
failure will so easily steal your joy and burden you with grief, making you question everything.
失败很容易夺走你的喜乐，让你背负沉重的忧伤，质疑一切。
Failure will paralyze you at your next decision and speak lies into your mind about your self-worth.
失败会让你在下一个决定上束手无策，并让你对自己的价值产生错误的认知。
But the reality is, failure is a part of the human experience.
但事实是，失败是人生的一部分。
You will fail a test.
你会考试不及格，
You will fail at work.
你工作上也会失败，
You will fail in your spiritual walk.
你属灵成长上也会失败。
All of us sin and fall short of the glory of God.
我们都犯罪，都会亏缺神的荣耀。
It's easy, it's common to feel valueless, unusable, and forgotten after a failure, but Jesus can restore every failure for his glory.
失败后感到自己毫无价值、无用，且被人遗忘是很常见也很正常的。但耶稣能使每一次失败都因他的荣耀而重建。
And because God is so merciful, we can trust that Jesus can restore any failure.
因为神是如此的慈爱，我们可以相信耶稣能使任何的失败都得到重建。
In John 21, the Apostle John concludes his gospel with an incredible lakeside scene where our beloved Peter is wrestling with deep personal failure.
在约翰福音21章中，使徒约翰以一个令人动容的湖边的场景结束了他的福音书。
But Jesus doesn't leave Peter or any believer in a pit of failure.
耶稣并没有抛弃彼得，也没有抛弃任何信徒，让他们独自承受这种失败的深渊。
Open your Bibles to John chapter 21, and let's zoom into this scene as we see Peter begin an evening that changes his life.
请翻开你的圣经，在约翰福音的第21章，让我们一起聚焦于彼得即将经历的那个改变他一生的夜晚。
First, we'll see a night of fruitlessness.
首先，我们看到的是一个徒劳的夜晚。
Verses 1 through 3. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias.
21章1节，这些事以后，耶稣在提比里亚海边又向门徒显现。他怎样显现，记在下边。
He revealed himself in this way: Simon Peter, Thomas, called Twin, Nathanael from Cana of Galilee, Zebedee's son, and two others of his disciples were together.
有西门彼得和称为迪图马的多马，并加利利的迦拿人拿但业，还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。
I'm going fishing, Simon Peter said to them.
西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。
We're coming with you, they told him. They went out. Got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing.
”他们说。我们也和你同去，他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。
This scripture points to a truly defeated man.
这段经文指向了一个彻底失败的人。
The Bible says it was night.
圣经上说那是在晚上。
There is no command from the Lord to go fishing.
主并没有命令彼得去捕鱼。
In fact, Luke chapter 5 tells us that Peter was called out of life as a fisherman.
事实上，在路加福音的第5章告诉我们，彼得原本是被呼召去当渔夫的。
Peter is operating under his own direction, serving only himself.
彼得完全按照自己的意愿行事，只为自己服务。
And the night was fruitless, for they caught nothing.
那一夜毫无收获，他们什么也没有打上来。
Quite possibly, Peter is recollecting every time he had failed Jesus.
很可能彼得可能回忆自己每一次让基督失望的经历，
He was probably embarrassed and humiliated.
他也许感到羞愧难当，倍感屈辱。
And he is slowly drifting backward to life as though he had never met Jesus.
他正慢慢地退回到过去的生活，仿佛从未遇见过耶稣。
And not only that, notice that he is leading Thomas, Nathaniel, and two others down this same road.
请注意，彼得呢？他正带着多马、拿单叶和另外两个人走上同样的道路。
Peter's past was paralyzing him.
他的过去让他感到无所适从。
It is said that Thomas Edison failed around 1,000 times to create a light bulb.
据说，汤姆是爱迪生发明电灯泡的时候失败了大约1000次。
But rather than viewing these as 1,000 failures, Edison viewed it as 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb.
爱迪生并没有把这看作是1000次的失败，而是看作是1000种制造灯泡的错误方法。
Peter once was the zealous leader of the 12, but now he views his failures as just that, failures.
彼得曾经是12门徒中最热诚的领袖，但如今他把失败仅仅看作是失败。
Peter was once a fisher of men, and now he's a fisher of fish.
而不是学习的经验，他曾经是得人的渔夫，如今呢，却成为了只是得鱼的渔夫。
And the night was fruitless.
而且这一夜没有任何的成果。
But praise God that after a night of fruit of that after a night of fruitlessness comes a day of hopefulness.
但感谢神，一夜的徒劳之后，必有充满希望的一天。
Just as dawn breaks, we see Jesus standing on the shore.
黎明破晓时，耶稣站在岸边。
Verse 4 says they do not recognize him yet.
第四节说，他们还没有认出他。
And a voice shouts from the shore, "Friends, have you caught anything yet?"
岸边有人喊道："朋友们，你们捕到什么了吗
No. A one-word, uncompassionate response.
？”没有。两个字，生硬而冷漠的回答。
Jesus says, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat," he told them, "and you'll find some." So they did, and they were unable to haul it in because of the large number of fish.
耶稣说："你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。"他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。
The disciple, the one whom, the disciple, the one Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tied his outer clothing around him, for he had taken it off, and plunged into the sea.
耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说："是主。"那时，西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。
What was it that so radically changed Peter from woeful to cheerful?
是什么让彼得从忧伤转为喜乐呢？
Well, Jesus was on the shore.
耶稣在岸边。
And Simon Peter, in his usual haste, launches himself off of the boat into the sea and begins swimming back to land.
西门彼得像往常一样，急忙跳下船，投入海中，开始游向岸边。
But notice in verse 7, Scripture calls him Simon Peter.
请注意，在第7节中，圣经称他为西门彼得。
Sometimes the Bible calls him Simon.
有的时候，圣经称他为西门。
Other times, the Bible refers to him as Peter.
有时又称他为彼得。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
When Jesus calls him Peter, Peter is walking in the Spirit in close fellowship with Christ.
当耶稣称他为彼得时，彼得是在圣灵的指引下与神亲密相交，紧紧的跟随基督的呼召。
As Simon, he's walking in his flesh, only for himself.
而作为西门时，他是在凭着肉体行事，为自己而活。
And as Simon Peter, he is fighting that inner tension of his flesh along with the spiritual call upon God on his life.
作为西门彼得时，他既要与肉体的欲望抗争，又要回应属灵的呼召。
To call him Simon Peter is similar to a parent using a child's first and middle name.
称他为西门彼得，就好像是一个父母称呼他的孩子用第一个或者和第二个名字。
When I was a child, I would push my parents to the absolute limit.
我小的时候，我总是在挑战我父母的底线。
You may not believe it, but I was once a teenager.
你也许可能不信，但是我曾经也是一个十几岁的孩子。
And I knew when I had crossed the line because all my mom had to do was say, Eric, David.
我知道我在什么时候越界，因为这个时候我妈妈会大声的呼喊我：“Eric，大卫。
That was my cue to straighten up.
”那我知道我需要老实了。
I knew I was approaching a line that I didn't want to pass.
我知道我自己正在接近一条不想越过的界限。
Even my wife gives our dogs middle names.
甚至我的太太都跟我们的狗起了中间的名字。
And when the dogs would misbehave, she'd shout out Sassy Lynn or Zola Mae.
当狗狗不听话的时候，它就会喊"萨西林、佐拉梅
She knew, the dogs knew that she meant business at that moment.
”。这个时候，狗狗们就知道我太太不是在闹着玩了。
So reading Simon Peter reflects those moments when he's appearing to, or when he's approaching the line between his impulsive, natural self. And his role as a follower of Christ.
读西门彼得的故事，你会感受到他内心挣扎的时刻，徘徊在他冲动的本性和作为追随者和精神领袖的角色之间。
So back to our scripture in verse 8, Peter is swimming back to shore while others are rowing the boat.
回到我们的经文中的第八节，彼得游回了岸边，其他人是划船回到了岸边。
And Jesus is waiting on the shore.
耶稣在岸边等候。
Not with a trophy.
耶稣没有带着奖杯，
Not with a gold medal for his extra efforts.
也没有带着表彰彼得格外努力的金牌。
No, there was a charcoal fire waiting for him.
没有，那里有一堆炭火在等待着彼得。
Verse 9, when they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish lying on it and bread.
第九节，他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。
Verse 12 tells us that Jesus is providing breakfast.
第12节，耶稣提供他们早饭。
Come and have breakfast, Jesus told them.
耶稣说："你们来吃早饭。"
And the disciples dared not ask, Who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord.
门徒中没有一个人敢问他你是谁，因为知道是主。
Breakfast over a charcoal fire.
早饭在炭火上烤。
That's a very interesting detail John captures.
约翰记录了这个细节，非常有意思。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, recall John 18:18, where the Bible says, Now the servants and the officials had made a charcoal fire because it was cold. They were standing there warming themselves, and Peter was standing with them, warming himself.
请回想一下《约翰福音》的第18章18节，仆人和差役因为天冷，就生了炭火，站在那里烤火。彼得也同他们站着烤火。
Well, this charcoal scene in John 18. Is from the night Peter denied Jesus three times.
这炭火描绘的是彼得三次不认主的那晚。
And the symbology between these two charcoal scenes is incredible and overflowing.
这两场炭火的场景之间的象征意义可谓是无穷无尽。
I heard a story of a woman who dreaded to go home.
我曾听说过一个女人害怕回家的故事，
There was constant fighting within the family.
家里总是争吵不断，
Drugs and alcohol were frequently used in the home.
毒品和酒精也时常被滥用。
This was not a place of happy memories.
那里没有一个让她感到快乐的地方。
She eventually moved out, and years later, she drove by that old house, and every horrible memory resurfaced itself.
他终于搬了出来，但多年后，他每次开车经过那幢房子的时候，所有可怕的回忆都再次的涌向心头。
Oh, what Peter must have been thinking when Jesus had a charcoal fire ready for him.
就当耶稣被彼得预备了炭火时，彼得的心里会是多么的忧伤呢？
But the Lord is not holding this failure over his head.
但主并没有因此责备彼得。
No, this is a moment and an act of grace from our Lord.
不，这一刻呢，是恩典的彰显。
Because Jesus is turning this moment of failure into a moment of triumph for Peter.
耶稣正将这失败化为复兴的时刻。
And Jesus begins restoring Peter.
耶稣开始复兴彼得。
First, there's physical restoration.
首先呢，是肉体上的复兴。
The fish would satisfy his hunger after an unsuccessful night.
在一夜捕鱼无果之后，鱼填饱了彼得的肚子。
Jesus provided fellowship by sitting next to Peter.
耶稣与彼得同坐，给了他团契。
The fire would have warmed Peter.
寒冷的夜晚，炭火温暖了彼得。
Can I tell you, there's nothing like a warm cup of tea or coffee on a cold day with the right people in your life to lift your spirits, am I right?
在一个寒冷的冬日。没有什么比生命中重要的人和你一起喝上一杯热茶或者咖啡更能让人精神兴奋、振奋的，是吗？
Jesus offers Peter physical restoration.
耶稣让彼得得到了肉体上的滋养。
Next, Jesus focuses on spiritual restoration.
接下来，耶稣着重地谈到属灵上的重建。
And we know these verses well in 15 and 17. Three times Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
我们都很熟悉《约翰福音》的第21章，耶稣三次的问彼得："你爱我吗
You see, Jesus probes Peter where it matters most in his heart.
？”所以耶稣知道如何的寻求彼得内心最深处的感受。
Do you love me? Yes, Lord.
你爱我吗？是的，主。
Do you love me, Peter? Yes, Lord. You know I love you.
你爱我吗？是的，你知道我爱你。
Peter, do you love me? Grieved. Peter emphatically declares, You know everything. You know I love you, Lord.
彼得，你爱我吗？悲伤的彼得坚定地宣告：“你知道一切，你知道我爱你。”
And this is incredible. Three denials transformed into three professions of love.
三次的否认，最终化为三次爱的宣告。
I wonder how many of us today just need to stop striving and stop working so hard and just take a deep breath and say, Jesus, I love you.
我想知道，今天我们当中有多少人需要放下拼命的努力，深呼一口气说："耶稣，我爱你。"
There's nothing we can do to impress Jesus.
我们不能做任何事打动耶稣。
Jesus wasn't impressed by Peter's efforts, and he's not impressed with ours.
耶稣不为彼得的努力所动容，他也不会为我们的所作所为所动容。
Your acceptance from Jesus is not performance-based.
耶稣接纳你，并非取决于你的表现。
You may pull in bigger nets of fish, or you may faithfully attend church every single week.
你或者能捕到最大的鱼，或者你每周都虔诚地参加教会的活动。
You may lead a Sunday school, but Jesus wants your heart.
你或许是带领主日学，但耶稣想要的是你的真心。
Consider Mary and Martha, those two sisters.
想一想玛利亚和马大这对姐妹。
One was hard at work preparing the home for Jesus, the other was sitting at his feet.
一个人忙着为耶稣预备家事，另一个人则坐在耶稣的脚前。
Which one pleased Jesus?
耶稣喜悦的是哪一位呢？
It was the one at his feet.
是坐在他脚前的那位姐妹。
You see, Jesus knows Peter is sincere in his love.
耶稣知道彼得的爱是真诚的。
But Jesus is slowly picking up Peter off of the ground, both physically and spiritually.
耶稣呢，正慢慢地在肉体和属灵上扶起彼得。
And now Jesus points forward, beyond the immediate moment of his life, towards a future lifetime of faithfulness.
现在，耶稣的目光投向了未来，超越了眼前的困境，指向了那充满信心的未来一生。
This wonderful dialogue in verses 15 and 17, Peter, feed my lambs.
在第十七章、十五章到十七节的这段精彩的对话，主说：“彼得，喂养我的羊。”
Shepherd my sheep.
牧养我的羊群。
Feed my sheep.
喂养我的羊群。
Peter, serve me.
彼得，服侍我。
Be totally and completely and sincerely committed to following the cause of Christ from now on.
从今天以后，要全心全意、真诚地委身于基督的事业。
Oh, the plans that Jesus has for Peter.
耶稣为彼得预备了何等美好的计划。
But the fundamental qualification for serving Christ faithfully is to love him.
忠心服侍基督的根本条件就是爱耶稣。
Human nature is to serve the ones you love.
人的本性就是要服侍自己所爱的人。
You will do anything, even crazy things, for the person you deeply love.
你会为了深爱的人做任何事情，甚至做一些疯狂的事情。
I love my wife with all my heart. She's not here. I wish she was, but I love my wife with all my heart.
我全心全意地爱我的妻子，很遗憾她虽然今天不在这里，但我全心全意地爱她。
And I will go to the grocery store during a football game if she asks me to.
甚至在足球比赛最精彩的时候，我可以去超市，如果她这么告诉我。
That's how much I love my wife.
这就是我对她爱的深刻的程度。
And that's what Jesus seeks from us.
这也是耶稣希望我们如此的爱他。
Do you love him?
你爱他吗？
Will you do anything for him?
你愿意为他做任何事情吗？
Peter's devotion would supersede his fishing career.
彼得的奉献超越了他的捕鱼的事业。
It would supersede his personal desires, his leisure activities, and his hobbies.
超越了他个人的欲望，超越了他的休闲活动和他自己的爱好。
We never again read in Scripture that Peter returns to his fishing job.
圣经中再也没有记载过彼得重操旧业。
And what a lesson on grace!
多么深刻的恩典之课！
The grace of God is greater than any of our failures.
神的恩典远胜过我们任何的过犯。
From leading people away from Christ to feeding the sheep of Christ.
从带领人远离基督到牧养基督的羊群。
From the personal fishing desires to the desires of God.
从个人的贪婪到神的旨意。
And if God can restore Peter's failures and transform his future, I promise he can do the same for you.
如果神能挽回彼得的过犯，改变他的未来，我保证神也能为你成就同样的事。
He can use you for incredible glory for the kingdom of God.
神能使用你为神的国度带来无比的荣耀。
Does that mean you'll become a pastor? Maybe.
这是否意味着你会成为一位牧师吗？也许吧。
Does that mean you'll share the love of Jesus? Absolutely.
这是否意味着你会分享你对耶稣的爱？当然。
Does that mean you'll go on mission trips? Possibly.
这是否意味着你会参加宣教之旅？也许。
But however he chooses to use you, it will be for his glory, and you will delight in it.
无论他如何的使用你，都是为了他的荣耀，你也可从中得到喜乐。
Because Jesus restores failures.
因为耶稣会重建人的失败。
I think most Christians think of God's restoring plans as some great, big, thunderous Wizard of Oz type voice saying, I am God.
我想，大多数的基督徒呢，可以会把神的重建的计划想象成那著名的电影《绿野仙踪》里那种雷鸣般的声音，仿佛在说：“我是神。
But restoration begins by approaching Jesus humbly, as if approaching a loving father.
”当你谦卑的来到耶稣的面前，就如同来到了一位慈爱的父亲面前。
The gospel shows us that Jesus has already accepted you when you believe by grace through faith alone.
福音告诉我们，当你单凭着信心、凭着恩典相信耶稣时，他已经接纳了你。
Your acceptance was declared when Jesus says, It is finished.
当耶稣说"成了"的时候，你的接纳就被宣告了。
When he bore our sin in his body.
他亲身担当了我们的罪。
And now he wants your faith and your trust and your heart and not your efforts.
他要的是你的信心，你的信靠，而不是你的努力。
There isn't anything else you could possibly do to make Jesus love you more than he already does.
你再没有什么，你再做什么也无法让耶稣比现在更加的爱你。
For his followers, there is no failure so big as to separate you from the love of Jesus.
对于他的追随者来说，没有任何的失败使你与他分离。
So rest in this profound truth. That you don't need to strive to be restored from your past. You simply need to come to Jesus. And that's what pleases him.
安息在这个深刻的真理中，你无需努力从过去的伤痛中恢复过来，你只需要来到耶稣的面前。这正是他说喜悦的。
John 21 teaches restoration begins with quiet moments spent. Resting with God.
约翰福音的21章教导我们，复兴重建始于与神安静相处的时光。
But Simon Peter, he only had half the gospel right at this moment.
在这个时候，西门彼得只领悟了福音的一半。
Yes, Peter trusted Jesus and loved Jesus.
是的，没错，彼得信靠耶稣，爱耶稣。
But listen to what Pastor J.D. Greer says. He says, Peter still hadn't found the rest part of the gospel. Peter knows God loves him, but he still thinks he has to prove himself to God. So he's always working.
让我们听一下牧师 Greer 是怎么说的。他说：“彼得还没有找到福音中安息的真谛。彼得知道神爱他，但他仍然觉得自己必须向神证明他自己，所以他总是忙个不停。
Our tendency, like Peter, is to work hard and to wrestle with life to make things the way we want them to be.
”我们和彼得一样，总是努力奋斗，与生活抗争，尝试着要一切如我们所愿。
And if things don't turn out the way we expect, well, failure and shame establish a home in our minds.
但是如果事与愿违，失败和羞耻感就会在我们的心中扎根。
And that can be a very difficult battle.
这可能是一场非常艰难的战争。
We try so hard to right our own wrongs and make things better.
我们努力地弥补自己的过错，让一切好转。
But deep down, we know we can't undo the past.
在我们内心的深处，我们明白过去是无法改变的。
You cannot take back the hurtful words you say or redo a poor parenting choice.
你无法收回那些伤人的话语，你也没有办法重来错误的教育子女的决定。
Peter could not go back to that night of the crucifixion and stand up for Jesus.
彼得也无法回到耶稣被钉十字架的那晚，为他挺身而出。
Sometimes a sense of failure creeps in unexpectedly through no fault of our own.
有时失败感会。 毫无预兆的悄然而至，并非出于你的过错。
A husband and wife unsuccessfully trying to have a child.
可能一位夫妇苦苦的求子，却始终未能如愿。
A pink slip at work after devoting your life to a company.
你可能为一家公司奉献了你的一生。
Maybe you're trying so hard right now to bring a lost family member to church so they can hear the gospel and be saved.
却最终被解雇，或许你竭尽全力的想把迷失的家人带进教会，让他们听见福音，获得救赎。
For our teens, the admission department didn't accept you into the school of your dreams after so much hard work.
也许对于我们的年轻人来说，大学招生的部门，拒绝让你进入你所梦想的学校。
Maybe you spent 8 years and $100,000 to become a doctor and realize it's not the career for you.
也许你花了8年的时间和数十万的美元，让你成为一名医生，却发现这并非是你真正想要的事业。
You look at yourself in the mirror and you think, failure.
你看着镜子里的自己，你看到的是失败。
But you don't have to carry this weight.
但你不需要背负这样的重担。
Come and rest in the Lord.
来吧，在主里安息。
Deep happiness doesn't come from our circumstances.
真正的喜乐并非来自我们的境遇。
Deep happiness comes from restoration with Christ.
而是来自基督的救赎。
Maybe you have failed at something, but that doesn't mean your story is over.
或许你曾经经历过失败。但这并不意味着你的故事就此结束，
Because Jesus restores failures.
因为耶稣会重建失败。
I don't know all the failures of your life, but I trust you have some.
我虽然不知道你的人生中所有的失败，但我相信你肯定也经历过失败。
Shame has overwhelmed you.
羞耻可能让你难以承受。
You're alienating yourselves from others, and you've decided that this is your failure, and you need to handle this alone.
你把自己与他人疏远，并认定这是你自己的失败，你需要独自的面对。
No, come to Jesus.
不，来信靠耶稣吧。
I know a family, and the husband and wife are both divorced from their first marriage.
我认识一家人，一对夫妻，他们都在第一次的婚姻当中失败离婚。
And the husband and wife are married now. They're a couple, they're together.
就现在，这两个曾经离婚的人，他们成为一对夫妇。
After the divorce, they both thought God was done with them.
当他们第一次离婚的时候，他们都觉得神已经抛弃了他们。
But they purposed to draw closer to Jesus during that horrible time of their life.
但在那段痛苦的日子里，他们立志要亲
They
近耶稣。
were in his word.
他们研读圣经。
They prayed that God would show them the purpose in that failure.
他们祈求神让他们明白这失败的意义。
And can I tell you that the Lord has restored that failure?
我可以告诉你们，神已经重建了他们的失败。
They now lead a divorce group to help other people who are suffering in the same life failure.
他们现在正带领一个离婚互助的小组，帮助其他经历同样失败的人。
And in that class, they get to teach people about Jesus and their great need of him.
在小组里，他们教导人们认识耶稣，以及我们对耶稣的迫切需要。
They share the love of Jesus to people who are feeling unloved.
他们分享耶稣的爱，对那些没有感到被爱的人群。
And do you know what?
你知道吗？
I was saved because those two people told me about Jesus.
我得救了，竟是因为这两个人向我讲述了耶稣。
If God can restore that failure, don't tell me. He can't use you for his glory.
如果神能够重建这样的失败，就别告诉我他不能利用你的失败来荣耀他。
How can your career failure be used to glorify Jesus?
你的事业的失败如何用来荣耀耶稣呢？
Maybe you weren't the best parent, but Jesus can make you an incredible grandparent.
也许你不是最好的父母，但耶稣可以让你成为一位了不起的祖父母。
My friends, Jesus is in the restoration business.
朋友们，耶稣致力于重建、复兴一切。
And our text shows us today that if you're with him and if he's with you, he can bring you through anything.
我们今天的经文告诉我们，如果你与耶稣同在，他也与你同在，他就能带领你度过任何的难关。
External things won't take away failures. It's something inside that can take away the shame of failure.
外在的事物无法消除失败，但你内心深处的力量却能带走失败带来的耻辱。
Having Christ inside you allows you to walk through those dark, fiery moments where life seems too much.
凭着信心，让基督住在你的里边，你就能走过那些黑暗、痛苦的时刻，即使生活似乎难以承担。
If you're with Christ, you can deal with depression, anxiety, and shame, though you have many failures.
如果你与基督同在，即使你经历许多的失败，你也能面对抑郁、焦虑和羞耻。
You don't have to struggle alone.
你不需要独自的挣扎。
Why?
为什么？
Jesus restores failures.
因为耶稣会重建失败者。
So, what must you do?
那么你该怎么做呢？
Well, rest alongside Jesus in faith.
凭着信心与耶稣同在。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
But Jesus will only restore those failures that are laid at his feet.
耶稣会重建那些放在他脚前的失败者。
So come to Jesus in faith.
所以，凭着信心来到耶稣的面前。
You may ask, will Jesus make things the way they used to be? Well, not necessarily.
你也许会问，耶稣会让一切恢复原状吗？也许不是这样。
But I can promise you that your future will certainly be changed.
但你的未来必将会被改变。
Life doesn't end because of a missed opportunity or a poor decision.
生命不会终止，因为你做出了错误的决定。
Moses was a murderer.
摩西曾经是杀人犯。
David, an adulterer.
大卫曾经是通奸者，
Saul persecuted the church harshly, and then he wrote 13 books of the New Testament.
扫罗曾残酷的迫害教会，却在新约当中写下了13卷书。
Noah fell into drunkenness.
挪亚曾经沉溺于醉酒。
Jonah ran the other way when God called him.
约拿在蒙神呼召服侍的时候，他选择了逃避。
But God had mighty plans for these men despite those failures.
但是神对于这些曾经失败的人，为他们预备了宏伟的计划。
Because Jesus restores failures.
那是因为耶稣会重建和复兴失败者。
But, church, don't let your eyes stay solely on earth for restoration.
但教会不要把你的眼睛只停留在这个世上的事物。
There is an even greater plan for restoration.
还有一个更伟大的重建复兴的计划。
There's an old saying, an acorn turns into an oak tree.
有一句古老的谚语是说，一个小小的橡子可以长成橡树。
A little seed can turn into a giant, strong tree.
一颗小小的种子也能长成参天大树。
Restoration here on earth now is the acorn. Of God's incredible oak tree plan of restoration.
此时此地的重建，只是神在那浩瀚无限的重建计划中的一个橡子。
Restoration extends far beyond these short years on earth.
重建复兴的范畴远远的超过了我们在世的短暂岁月。
Just as God will make you new in Christ today, one day He will make all things new.
正如神今天在基督里使你成为新造的人，有一天他会使万物更新。
One day, in the twinkling of an eye, believers will be called away from this curse-filled, this earth curse-filled with sin and shame.
有一天，在眨眼之间，信徒们都将招离这充满罪恶和羞耻的诅咒之地。
And we will be near Jesus forever.
我们将永远地与他亲近。
One day in heaven, your aging physical body will be restored into a perfectly glorified body.
有一天，在天堂里，你衰老的肉体将被修复，成为完全荣耀的身体。
One day, a new heaven and a new earth will come down, and all of God's restored people will dwell with Him forever.
有一天，新天新地将降临，所有蒙神重建的子民将永远与他同在。
And in that place, every tear will be wiped away.
在那地方，一切的眼泪都将被擦干。
There will only be joy.
那里只有喜乐。
The radiance and brilliance of Christ will reflect everywhere.
基督的光辉将照耀四方。
And in that place, failure will be a distant, distant memory.
在那个地方，失败将成为遥远的记忆。
The Bible is God's restoring plan, bringing us all back from paradise lost in Genesis 3 to paradise gained in Revelation 21.
圣经的故事讲述的是神复兴重建的计划，它带领我们从创世纪第三章失去的乐园，一路的走向启示录21章所赐予的乐园。
All the way back to Genesis 3, God's plan is to bring the one who will restore all.
从创世纪第三章开始，神的计划就是要带来一位能够复兴重建的人。
As the Bible unfolds, God reveals His plan through His Son, Jesus Christ.
随着圣经的展开，神通过他的儿子耶稣基督展现了他的计划。
God's restoration plan required that His Son would take the agonizing cross and go all the way to death.
神为你所预备的复兴重建的计划，需要他的儿子被在痛苦中死亡，又从痛苦的死亡中复活。
Just as Christ was resurrected to life, so you can be restored to eternal life.
正如基督复活得生，你也可以获得永生的生命。
But this restoration is only available for those who trust in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但这复兴重建的计划，唯有赐给那些信靠基督耶稣的人。
What must you do?
你必须做什么呢？
Repent of your sins and believe.
悔改你的罪，相信他。
Run to Jesus, and He promises to restore your failures.
奔向耶稣，他应许为了他的荣耀。
For His glory today, tomorrow, and for all of eternity.
为了他的荣耀，在今天、明天，直到永远，他都会为你重建，弥补你的过犯。
I don't know what chapter of life you're in, but I do know that failure is a part of each one of our stories.
我不知道你现在正处于你自己人生的哪个阶段，但我知道失败是我们每个人生命的一部分。
I stand before you as a man who once called myself a failure.
我站在你们的面前，我也曾经自认为自己是一个失败者。
Now, I'm a restored child of God.
但如今，我已经重获了新生，成为神的儿子。
What can Jesus do to you?
耶稣能为你做什么呢？
I heard a story about a man struggling with guilt after failing his loved ones.
我曾经听说过这样一个故事，一个男人因为辜负了他的亲人而深感愧疚。
He received a letter with an old family photo attached, inviting him to reunite.
他有一天收到了一封信，信里附着一张老照片，邀请他与他的家人团聚。
The photo was a reminder of who he used to be and his old failures.
这照片让他想到了自己是曾经是一个如何的失败者。
The grace that he was offered by his family was greater than his personal failure.
但他的家人说，给予他的恩典远胜过他自己的失败。
And this is a powerful reminder that no matter how lost we feel or what failures we have, God graciously calls us back to himself.
这有力的提醒我们，无论我们感到多么的迷茫，神都满怀恩典的呼召我们回到他的身边。
Because Jesus restores failures.
因为耶稣会重建复兴失败者。
Come and talk to us about the mercy and grace of Jesus.
来和我们谈谈耶稣的怜悯吧。
He is here for you today.
他今天就在这里为你而来。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, I'm so grateful that your mercies are more than my sins.
天父，我无比的感恩你的怜悯远胜过我的罪恶。
I'm so grateful that you are still restoring broken people because there isn't any other kind.
我无比的感恩，你仍在医治破碎的人，因为除此之外别无他法。
Oh Lord, where would we be without restoration in Christ?
主啊，如果没有基督的医治，我们该何去何从呢？
You are power and honor and glory.
你是权柄、尊贵和荣耀。
We lift up our voices and cry out to you, Lord. Save us.
我们高声的呼求主啊，救
Re
救我们吧！
restore us.
医治我们，
Use us.
使用我们。
Oh Lord, we need you today.
主啊，我们今天是多么的需要你啊！
Every hour we need you.
主啊，我们每时每刻都需要你。
May we always be found resting at the feet of Jesus.
愿我们永远都安息在耶稣的脚前。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。